Welcome to the Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 11th on the West Coast, now April the 12th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and also I want to welcome a bunch of new listeners, or a group, a bevy, a flock, whatever you want to call it, a school of new listeners that we have. I made quite a number of friends over the weekend at the Patriots Field of Dreams event, and I can tell you that people are getting dead serious about doing something with this rogue government we have, this insanity that's going on. Of course, they pushed the new budget forward so the government didn't shut down on the basis of clipping off $38 billion from what they allege is about a $1.6 trillion budget. Now, if you break that down, basically it covers 4.5 days out of the year of their total expenditures, going by $4 billion a day. So, in essence, you're looking at another crime being committed. To say that they're clipping $38 billion off is really a farce. What would that be taken from $1.6 trillion? It's crazy. And, of course, they say they're getting together and they have to iron a few things out. Yeah, like whose pocket that $38 billion is going to go into. And let's keep in mind that they don't even keep books. Or if they do, they keep two or three sets. I've got a lot that I want to cover tonight with our guest, Dr. H. U. Watt. Before we bring him on, I was compelled to go back into time and pull out a beautiful piece of music by the late French composer Michel Colombier, who passed away in 2004 in Santa Monica, California. He had cancer and had been struggling with that for a number of years, as is so often the case with our most cherished artists. Michel was a very established concert pianist and composer and orchestra conductor. And this piece I'm going to play for you comes from his album, Old Fool Back on Earth. And the song is called Dolorosa. Thank you. That was pianist-composer Michel Colombier from his album Old Fool Back on Earth. Sometimes I feel that way, and I'm sure our guest tonight feels that way as well. When I think of Dolorosa, it is a painful sadness. It's not just sadness, but it's a very painful kind of sadness, and certainly the music expressed that, and I thought I would play that to mirror what I'm learning from people all around the world as to how they feel, how they're perceiving what's going on. And before we go further, I'm going to bring on tonight's guest. He's a weekly guest on Evident Footprints every Monday. He hosts his own radio show on the Micro Effect Network, and the show is called The Story Behind the Story. He is a naturopath, a PhD, and author, and my good friend, Dr. A. True Ott. Dr. Ott, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight, Don?
Oh, I'm doing rather well. all things considered, I have to tell you, I listen to one of these mainstream AM radio talk shows that's on opposite me. I compete with the show. And I was doing some traveling, so I thought, well, let's listen to what's going out there over the mainstream media. And I have to tell you, I was absolutely disgusted. I had to roll my window down and just yell out the window at somebody, the crickets and the frogs, I guess. talk about global warming. And this, you know, when someone writes a book and then they come on a radio show, it's very difficult for one to prove what's valid and what's not valid, especially if these topics are new to the average listener. And yet I found myself in total disagreement with everything I heard. Just absolute total disagreement. They talked about global warming. They talked about Planet X and how mathematicians have actually calculated that this planet is coming. You might as well say that photographers have figured out how they're going to pull off the next false flag event. The arguments and the lack of proof of what was being claimed was just outrageous. And yet people called into the show, probably shills, actually, and were praising the book and thanking the author for the wonderful revelations. Now we know that this gigantic planet claimed to be somewhere in between the size. That's not even the planet. Well, this gigantic planet, they don't even know how big it is. But they're saying it's on the way here. 3,600 years runs out in December 2012, wouldn't you know? And that we have a what is known as a dark sun or a dwarf sun, and that's claimed to be somewhere in between the size of Jupiter and Uranus. I should say Uranus, actually. And the author was asked the question how the scientist found it, and he said it gave off heat. There was a heat signature to it, yet they can't see it. Now, you're saying a star is smaller than some of the planets in the solar system. Or somewhere in between the size of a couple of planets in the solar system, and this sun has been hiding from us. Imagine. It just leads you to think of what they're going to try to pull off as a false flag event. Any comment you want to make about that, Drew?
Well, we've been talking about this, you and I, quite extensively, and again, I my local community here in Ogden, I've spent quite a bit of time in consultation with folks at the planetarium, And we've discussed this so-called Nibiru, Planet X, Alanin, Comet, Dwarf Star. It's just a bunch of bull. Mm-hmm. Flat out unbelievable. They say, well, you have to put an infrared lens on to see this thing. What? Come on. I mean, that is just plain out ridiculous. When you start having infrared lenses put on, you start to see all kinds of shadows.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm reminded of a video. In fact, while I was listening to this, I thought, well, what about the video that Project Camelot published interviewing Luca Scottamburlo from Italy, an associate and friend of Cristofo Barbato, who allegedly received from a Jesuit intelligence agent working at the Vatican some film of Planet X. And they showed a picture in this video, and it's like a close-up. It's a silhouette of the planet, you know, like an angle partially cropped out. It's ridiculous that was even published. And yet now they're saying it's on the way. It's going to arrive. You have to ask the question, how the heck did the Vatican get a copy of it then, you know, a photograph of it? If it's moving through the solar system and it's not in view, how did the Vatican and a Jesuit intelligence agent working at the Vatican come upon a photograph of Planet X?
Because they made it.
Yes. It's a total concoction. You might as well put that and say that that's a long-lost cousin of Barack Obama, you know, based on his fake photographs.
Well, there's a couple things in the news that I need to, you know, kind of touch base with this. You have the HARP Watch website that is a quasi-governmental operation that has these magnetometer readings constantly, and people have put it together. You've got the April 11th anomalies going off. You have the 2 days, the day before and the day of the Japanese earthquake. You have the same with the Chilean earthquake and, of course, the Christchurch, New Zealand earthquake. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious that something is, you know, some energy is coming out into the ionosphere to cause this. Now, here's the point. They are shutting this website down now. There's too much of a smoking gun there now, and that's quite amazing. That's the first point. Second point, you got to have a cover story. You've got to have plausible deniability for the next big earthquake event. And we've been talking about this and explaining about the so-called event contracts that the financial powers to be, such as Goldman Sachs and the Rothschild cartel, seem to be exercising more and more. Now, you know, the impacts of this New Madrid fault earthquake, not if it happens, but when it happens, Don, is just absolutely devastating to the economy of America as we know it right now. That is going to be blamed on these mysterious objects that, by the way, only NASA seems to have a handle on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's their claim. But, you know, we have sources of information that are out of this world, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to this topic that I was discussing, it just in a general sense. They were talking about a particular crop circle that was in England that they studied, and they couldn't find any evidence of fraud. Well, you know, the technology is so advanced that you could actually cause impressions and drawings to be created just by putting a template into a system and firing some energy at the ground. So it's not a big deal. They just have to add a mysticism to it. But they're denying aliens exist. In other words, or let's say intelligent life forms on other planets, in other parts of the solar system, and in other parts of the galaxy. And yet they talk about crop circles and attribute it to people from other parts of the galaxy. Now, aren't the listeners paying attention to what's being said? In one portion of the show, they spend a good 15, 20 minutes talking about who made the crop circles. The rest of the show is talking about looking for intelligent life. They think they might have found it. They think they're picking up radio signals. In fact, I have a clip that NASA published, and the United Galactic Federation told me it was their craft sending the signals. It was they picked up signals from the mothership to some of the other crafts. They can't understand it, but what somebody did was record it and put it like in a cool edit pro and transpose it up an octave. And it sounds like a speech pattern, but it's still very scrambled. They can't decipher it. They have no way of doing that. But are those the worms that were hitching the ride with the meteorite who are also flying the flying saucers? or are these people? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we know, and we've talked about this, we've talked about reptilians, and we've talked about grays, and we've talked about Nordics. And there are other groups in the area, true. There are other groups coming to this planet. And I keep telling the listening audience, pay attention to what's going on. Get a look at the skies at night. If you can get some night vision goggles or a night vision filter on a camera, on a very high quality camera with a zoom lens or a telephoto lens, wide angle lens, you can see these activities going on in the night sky. I'm not making this up. It's going on. The powers that be know what's going on. And I would speculate that New Zealand and Japan and their recent earthquakes has something to do with another group that's attempting a takeover. In fact, when you look at this in greater depth, it makes sense as to why they're cordoning off large swaths of land, private land, and putting it under the ownership of the federal government. Keep out. This is federal property. Trespassers will be arrested and imprisoned and fined and, you know, all of that. They have to threaten. Whose country is this, you know? And there's definitely evidence of this true. And this will be coming out as time goes on. Mm-hmm. This is why the whole story of Japan is a complete whitewash. This is why nobody's telling the truth. Because it discloses the big secret again, you see. It reveals that there are others who are here and have been here and are still coming here. And all of this nonsense about a planet's coming here or an asteroid is coming here or that somehow a calendar has this ability to control events on the Earth. You know, they were talking about Edgar Cayce's prophecies and trying to tie it in with this thing that, yeah, Edgar Cayce talked about Planet X. Give me a break. You can tell I'm more than a little bit upset.
Well, it's again, the way to satisfy those, the New Agers and the shills out there with what's really going on as far as these directed energy weapons are concerned. And make no mistake, that's what's happening here. And we also need to look at this technology, the new hologram technologies.
Mm-hmm.
When you can see what's going on with the chemtrails, once again, the barium oxides, the strontium minerals that are actually being dispersed up there. Part of the technology to create massive quite detailed large-scale holograms is this very stuff, strontium and barium. I posted on my blog this, some videos that will just jaw drop and make your jaw drop of what's capable now with these holographic images. I mean, they've got it so now that, and this is Oriental engineers, Japan, Japanese, Korean, and Chinese. They actually create this pop star, rock star icon. You watch that video of this Japanese thing, this holograph creation. Good heavens, she dances around the stage and wiggles and shakes and draws the oohs and ahs, and she even, bless my heart, casts a shadow. I mean, she's not real. But she has a following. The band and the music that plays for her is real enough. My point is, you can create an image of anything you want in the ionospheric region through this technology, especially now with the levels of barium and strontium floating there in the upper atmosphere. You can create a mothership, or you can create a comet, you can create an alien invasion, or you can create a hologram of a Virgin Mary coming down, or a Jesus of Nazareth, whatever. I mean, you can create this and create an absolutely incredibly strong delusion.
Well, it sounds like you're talking about government.
Well, that's, it's the shadow government. You know, the holograms are produced, as you know, Don, by light beams, light energy. And who is the son of the morning, the lighted one, the enlightened one, the illuminated one, Lucifer, according to the book of Isaiah. So, I mean, this is their agenda. This is their dark agenda, too, I guess, to pull off a strong delusion.
Yes. Well, certainly what is going on and what I'm learning about what is going on, the silence about the radiation. You know, they were saying, yeah, we're waiting for it to arrive to the West Coast. They were already picking up readings in Rhode Island, I had heard, now by that time. So it had already been here for 10 days to 2 weeks. The radiation had already fallen over the United States. Then the question is, people are taking out Geiger counters and they're measuring radioactive soil or water, or they're picking up radiation all over the place. What's the possibility that was already there? That they're just now, because of what's going on in Japan, they're now taking notice to look for radiation. There was no reason for anybody to do it unless they were previously concerned about depleted uranium or nuclear testing going on in the Nevada desert and elsewhere. Because there's residual radiation in the surrounding states to Nevada.
Oh yes, there's baselines, and this is what I've discussed on my show with a number of very eminent guests. That that we discussed the whole issue of ionizing radiation versus the natural forms of radiation that are out there that are put out by minerals such as iodine and to some extent barium and strontium. These are naturally occurring elements, just as uranium and plutonium are in nature, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the reality is that it's absolutely wrong to say that no radiation is beneficial. I mean, this is the point I need to really emphasize, that there's strong evidence, a strong body of evidence that low levels of radiation are quite helpful, quite beneficial to the human organism. Okay, so to say, oh, we need to have zero readings on a Geiger counter is just not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from it. And so there's a lot of fear mongering, hyping, and this going on constantly, and it just doesn't make sense.
Yes, regarding this Planet X issue, you know, there were predictions of 400 mile an hour winds. Well, good luck even worrying about what you're going to do if that were to occur. But the glaring exaggeration of that story came out during the show, and it was harped on for quite a while. No pun intended, by the way. there was a claim made that this planet, Planet X or Nibiru, and this is also deduced out of the writings of Zechariah Sitchin, that the planet interacts with the sun in a negative way. It has some kind of power over the sun.
Oh boy.
You know, that right there is the smoking gun to say the whole thing is disinformation. How do they know that when it's been 3,600 years, according to them, since the planet was last here?
Well, the ionospheric directed energy pulses, they most definitely cause increased sunspot activity. Expose.
I lost your audio for a moment. You said they increase, and you disappeared.
The solar eruptions, the solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
This is all part of Colonel Thomas Bearden's book, The Fertilands, that I have a copy of, and it mm-hmm. explains how it works. Okay? So, yeah, again, all the same plausible deniability smokescreen.
Mm-hmm. And then just to think that somehow this is some kind of evil planet that has this ability to influence everything in its path. I mean, why didn't it destroy everything the first time it came around, or the 3,600 years before that? And you're not talking that long ago. Was there such a catastrophe pointed out around 1600 BC on this planet? I don't think so. Would you still have the pyramids? Right. Doubt it.
Well, you know, in the Edgar Cayce type of format, I've read a lot of Edgar Cayce's works and writings, you know, the so-called Sleeping Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have them all in the forefront of my frontal lobes at the, you know, but I do seem to remember him saying that the Earth itself goes through changes. It's a you know, vibrant, living, you know, organism itself in a very real sense. And so, yeah, the Earth itself could go through some magnetic polarity shifts. That's on a natural scale in cycling. Now, the point is, it could be opening up dimensional portals of you know, some very nasty things that could come through those. That is kind of goes back to the Catholic Church's Vatican archives, what really the Cave of Mithras really is, and that Cave of Mithras is where the Vatican archives and catacombs are located, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are some very bizarre energy, you know, fields that can be opened up on a dimensional scale that could very well go in cycles, just like a pulse of, you know, or pendulum of a clock ticking back and forth. Now, I'm not discounting that information. That, you know, I think Edward Cayce was right, could be very much right on that. But I've in all my readings, I've never heard him talk about these unknown foreign planets causing all this.
Never. More than anything, he subscribed remedies and recipes for people who were ill and were dealing with issues. Most of his readings were along those lines.
Exactly.
And he did talk about other issues, but they just give too much credit to this. You know, I read Nostradamus' work. I read it in French, in fact. And yeah, some of the predictions are open to interpretation.
Well, yeah, those quatrains, as you know, are golly. There's you can read about anything you want into that subjectively.
Mm-hmm. And it smacks of the Illuminati when you read it. It wouldn't be the first time that a book was written with a particular intention in mind, a particular message that was to be conveyed. And you could do it to be mystical, or you could do it to be just, you know, almost spiritual in a sense. His writings didn't strike me as being spiritual, though.
No,
they were warnings, and it lacked that wholesomeness that you find in matters that are spiritual. So I read it and I thought, well, it's interesting reading, but I'm not going to bank everything, you know, put all my cards on that outcome, because that's one man's view. And certainly there are billions of people on this planet that could influence a lot of things. Even the evil ones could suddenly wake up and realize that they were themselves in a dream state, that they were deluded. That probably won't happen, but nonetheless, that is another possibility. That's what change is about. And they focus on predicting what the change is going to be by creating events.
Yeah.
You know,
indeed.
Events that... you know, it's like you're listening to the news. If you listen to the news and they're talking about the world's economy or they're talking about the nation's economy, it's falling apart. And they say, well, now Obama's celebrating the fact that 220,000 jobs were created. Where? Who are those people? Give us a list of the names of the people that have those jobs that could be checked out. Or what are they, IRS agents? More IRS agents? Is it people coming from another country illegally that are getting those jobs? They just throw these stories out there, and we're supposed to swallow them hook, line, and sinker and pretend like everything is okay. People are suffering. People are still losing their houses. People can't feed their families. And people are sick, and there's not much to look forward to eating with what they're doing to the food and what they're doing to the water. It's just more insanity.
It is, and you know, it can be overwhelming at times, but again, it's you have to look at it like the glass is half full. That mm-hmm. while they're producing the chaos so they can bring in their new order out of the chaos, it's also a time of a potential change for the better. And that's what I discussed on the show today with this article by Seth Lipsky. A fantastic article that I shared in the entirety in my two-hour show today. And he's got some credentials, Mr. Lipsky. He has he sits on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He was the former senior editor of the WSJ. Golly, I mean, here is a pretty strong heavyweight coming out and saying, we've got to stop this so-called floating dollar structure. It's a measurement of value, Don, as you know, and it's like he comes up with this analogy that I think is just brilliant. You know, there's the iridium and platinum cylinder that is the basis of the metric system, the kilogram, okay?
Yes.
And here's these, it's kept in a secure facility in France, kept under three glass domes with three separate keys. And they're in the scientific world, and even the European Union powers that be are in a tizzy over this. Why? Because it's losing a minuscule amount of its mass somehow. It's like iridium is a little bit
Unstable.
strange. Well, shall we? It's a strange element. Iridium element, number 49, 47, I'm not sure, but the rainbow element, I mean, it's got some amazing characteristics. I've been playing around with that myself for over a decade. And so here it's losing a little bit of its atomic weight and mass, and they're in a tizzy over it, yet nothing is being said about the floating values of the standard of the United States dollar. I mean, you gotta have some constancy in value, or the whole world is in an uproar and nuts. I mean, it's like saying, can you trust the law of gravity? Or imagine what would happen if you had 5 or so minutes of every 24-hour cycle, that the law of gravity just starts to play a little bit of tricks. It's not as one day it's not working quite well, and things start to fly around. You go on the scale, instead of weighing 250 pounds, you weigh 120 pounds. How do the world would be in a state of anarchy if there's no constancy, okay? And the Federal Reserve has done nothing but create an absolute disastrous floating dollar value.
Yeah, Lipsky mentions that the dollar has basically fallen from 1/35th of an ounce of gold to less than 1/1300th of an ounce of gold.
Well, one 1400. It's actually worse now. This when these when he penned this article, it was back in February, and
It's gone down.
silver has broken the $40 an ounce barrier today. I mean, that's what he should be talking about.
Well, and they're upset about the fact that this is occurring, yet, as you pointed out, they could care less about what's actually happening to the dollar. So it doesn't matter if it's 220,000 or 220 million jobs, does it? People aren't being paid commensurately with the amount of effort that they put out in doing a job anywhere, except when they're in government.
Well, that's what I Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was with a gentleman who works closely with the Utah legislature, and I was able to go over these whole concepts with him, in very intricate form, and he was stunned. He was saying, because he's saying, well, the budget is this, the budget's lower, this cut slash, all of the state recreational areas are having to face cutbacks and closures. And we actually went down to Page, Arizona, and met with some people down there. I got to tell you, Page, Arizona is where the Glen Canyon National Recreational facilities are on Lake Powell. Well, believe it or not, Friday morning they were all set to close down Lake Powell, for heaven's sakes. Close down the marinas, close down the boat ramps, lock the gates. Why? Because they didn't have any money. Oh, please, that's a concession. They're making money. They charge tax. It's like an extra tax to launch your boat. And yet, you just keep sucking it in. Okay? It's just, man, I tell you, the mentality of this government is so far out of reach of reality.
Well, we covered that reality when We discussed Walter Burian's research on the CAFR reports and the fact that they zero out the books at the beginning of the year. It doesn't matter how much money they have or how much money is owed. They zero the books and start from square one, telling us, well, we have to renew this school levy because the schools are going to suffer. And there's evidence throughout the school year that they're, let's say, a school district of a town, let's say, of about 50 or 70,000 people operates on a, let's say, a $10 million annual budget. They get 2 or 3 months into the school year, and they're claiming they don't have any money. They're not paying bills to people who they contract to provide services. Foods, let's say. Let's say they're going to have a PTA meeting and the school's going to pay for the food. They have someone from the school order the food, and when the person responsible for picking it up goes to this particular store or this company that might provide a catering service or something, they say, we're not going to deal with you anymore until you pay us what you owe us first. And the person finds out that they're 5 years in arrear. And nothing's done about that. So they're allowing the schools to be run like criminal organizations, and they're paying the principals and the administrators exorbitant amounts of money. Teachers are making $25,000 to $50,000, and a principal of an elementary school is making over $152,000 a year. You know, they're intentionally destroying everything from within. They're paying the key people to overlook all the criminality going on. You see, that's basically what it is. How are they teaching our kids? You know, we've talked about that incessantly. They're teaching kids to memorize answers to tests, and they're calling that education. And they can't do that because they haven't taught them to think. They haven't taught them to use logical deduction.
Well, what is ingrained into our children from junior high through high school and into college is the establishment's politically correctness, okay? You will say and you will do and you will obey, and you will not step outside the boundaries of this box we're going to place around your mind. And to show that you've really mastered this, we're going to dress you up in a robe. We're going to play a little pomp and circumstance, and you're going to march down the aisle, and you're going to put on your head the silliest looking thing. It's called a mortar board, a Masonic creative mortar board. The mortar board holds the mortar, the hod that goes to lay the Masonic bricks. It symbolizes that your mind is locked in. It's placed with the cement, hardened, absolute hardened, thought process where you don't think and you don't question, you don't analytically analyze things like this Nibiru garbage.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. You know, along those same lines, there was a sixth video of the Dome of the Rock incident that came out. And this one is kind of interesting because it shows the true underside of one of the United Galactic Federation craft. It shows it in great detail, and but the video was posted on YouTube with an individual posing as a monk walking down the steps of one of these ancient buildings, and it's very dark and obscured. And then suddenly there's some symbology that occurs. At the end of the video, there's a keychain, what looks like a car key, and there's an ornament dangling from the ring, the key ring. And on one side, there's a Maltese cross, and then it's flipped over, and there's the Masonic checkerboard, the white and black mosaic pattern that they like to use on floors and wall tiles. You've seen that before. So then they come out with another website. Suddenly now, all of a sudden, this website, which was started on February 16th of this year, suddenly this, whoever, the guy running the website, he's got at least three names, by the way. Take your pick which one. Again, the aliases point to military intelligence, probably Army or Air Force. And this guy is suddenly now in touch with the expert video and photography analyst for MUFON. And this guy's saying, well, the video is faked. Well, certainly the video is a video, so it's what it is. But the image of a monk followed by the image of a flying saucer, the underside of a flying saucer revealing its lights in great detail. It's a Federation craft. There's no doubt about it. And then another Masonic symbol at the end, two Masonic symbols. What do you think the message is there? Is that, you know, the monk's robe? Is that just to make it look mystical and mysterious? Or just another psyop?
Well, my impression of that video when I saw that was, look, the time of the day, of the evening, I assume it's quite late at night.
It was in the morning, actually.
Wee hours. Well, you've got, you know, part of that whole Jerusalem complex is, you know, it's since the days of Christ, and in underground subterranean chambers, Don, there's some Illuminati Satanism going on there. It always has. So my first impression was, who is this? You know, this guy's coming down. Got a good view of his face under that, you know, with that
hooded robe, yeah.
The hooded robe, and then, you know, dropping that keychain was there was an inkling that this could have been staged to me, that to have this all just you know, when you, how many times are you taking a video, and you hear a clink. And you see, and your video goes down and sees this keychain, mm-hmm. and this the secret key. Golly, that didn't set right with me. And then suddenly you have the UFO there. Not to say that it's
the picture is genuine of the UFO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but to have that all kind of meshed together was a little too much for me. I don't know what they're
flying saucer. It wasn't a UFO. We know it's an IFO.
Yeah.
I standing for identified. So,
but it could all be what it is. It all could be genuine. But it was just like the UFO would be enough on itself. But to have the clearly satanic robe in that setting coming down those stairs, it's very, very obtuse and weird, no doubt about it.
Well, obviously, the reporting that we have done on that has gotten the ire of more than a few of the Illuminati, and they feel like they have to come forth and again reiterate and regurgitate these other stories. They also brought up the issue on this radio show that we compete against at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. About the polar shift, but they're talking about this being this disastrous event that's going to occur. And of course, this, how many years has that been out now? You see, and yeah. they're just ramping it up. They have to amplify it more and more. Repeat. And evidence shows, as of the Japanese quake, or I should say the New Zealand quake, during the time of the New Zealand quake earlier this year, I had received information that the poles had shifted about 50 feet. North Pole had shifted 50 feet towards Russia in that direction. Now, the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the volcanoes were being induced artificially. There is no doubt. But we can't give all the credit to the evil ones down here because there are other evil ones elsewhere. And I'm not trying to scare people. I'm bringing the truth to the forefront. I'm going to keep doing that until I have evidence, other evidence to offer. This is more plausible than anything else that's being bantered about by the powers that be and their minions in the mainstream media. There's no scientific proof other than claiming that someone wrote a book. He wrote the book. I didn't read the book, but I can tell you what I heard described in the interview. I wouldn't waste the money. The money's not worth that much anyway. What can the book be worth when it's just lies and trash designed to scare people?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Put out by NASA, but not corroborated by at least any planetarium that I am aware of. And they just roll their eyes and say, well, if it was real, I think we would be tracking it, and we're not.
Yeah, see, and isn't this all, again, smoke and mirrors, diversions for, to cause people to not pay attention to what's really going on?
Of course, it's all just again to keep you focused here on your one hand, while the other hand is giving you a terrific body punch, a kidney punch,
yeah,
or a groin punch in this case,
or a groin kick.
Oh no!
Well. What is your take in general here? We're about out of time, but I want to give you a chance at least to, you know, bring some issues up.
Well, in a nutshell, I really do think we're heading towards what's best described as a perfect storm. You've got technology now being deployed to create these so-called natural disasters. You have, again, the technology is such that my website shows all of this, the USGS, the various seismograph stations all across the world, all tapped in to a central control computer bank system in Boulder, Colorado, all of which, of course, ties into NORAD and the Elgin Air Force Base and other Air Force bases around the globe that can easily create this, you know, an earthquake or a tsunami or a polar shift even, or, and it's clearly what's happening is this massive changes of the weather cycles, the jet stream has been no doubt manipulated, Don. So all these things are happening and at the same time, you see the planned demise of the dollar. I have absolutely no doubt this was a pre-planned exercise. I heard it from the horse's rear end himself, Paul Volcker, chairman of the Federal Reserve, before Bernanke and before Greenbaum. But it's not by accident. And you have Herr Heinz Kissinger actually saying two or three months ago that the stage is set and the curtain is going up and you're witnessing Act One. He's talking about the uprising in Egypt, just act one of the play. I mean, come on, come on. It's so flippin' obvious what these Satanists are really doing. To me, at least, it is. And I just marvel.
Well, let me just say that we're witnessing the counter attacks to the revelations that we've been making over the past year or so regarding this. In every case, this always leads to somebody involved with the space program. You don't have to go very far anymore. It's quite obvious that they're financing much of the U.S. government's activities and they're, let's say, laundering the money so that NASA can get the money. They made a statement just a couple of days ago. I heard this in a news report that they, out of this new budget, $9.4 million goes to NASA. That's probably 15 minutes of activity across the whole organization. That would pay for about 15 minutes of work, just the salaries alone. So, and of course, NASA's upset that they're not getting more money. Well, we can presume that there's so much money laundering going on and Ponzi schemes that they have as much money as they need. They just put this out there to tell us that. You mentioned Kissinger, and what comes to mind? Did I read somewhere that he went to high school in New York? I mean, give me a break. If he did, everybody there must have had this German accent that he can't seem to shake. Although I'm told that he uses that accent just in public. Behind the scenes, he can talk like an American. Well, let's say with an American accent. There's no way this guy talks like an American.
It's kind of hard to talk like an American when you have a forked tongue.
Yeah. Well, we see the economy failing. The Planet X hasn't arrived. Now, expect it to arrive in December of 2012, as they said. They know this because scientists, or no, mathematicians have worked out some problems that indicate this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just total nonsense. Absolute total nonsense. And this is permeating the waves of the alternative media and the mainstream media. Now, who do they put that out for? I would say the dumbed down masses, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
That if,
and again, just in conclusion, just going back to Seth Lipsky's speech and article, it's just the most important, really, thing we can concentrate on as a free people is the standardization of our money supply, our currency. You know, $40 USD for 1 ounce of silver, the same ratios would really put crude oil at $180 a barrel. It's not because oil is so valuable. It's not because OPEC and Standard Oil and Rockefeller and Rothschild are these people just making money on hand over fist. It's just the dollar is just not the value that it was. See, so yeah, it's the ripple effect is coming, and there's no doubt about it that sooner or later that the U.S. dollar will be pulled from the world's reserve currency, and we had better be prepared with an alternative plan to get back to the 1792 Coinage Act principles, or this country is toast.
Yeah. So, one final topic I would like to bring up, because this transpired since our last show. Donald Trump has allegedly sent an investigative team out to Hawaii. Well, I'll tell you, it's a wild goose chase right now. But why Donald Trump? Is he to be respected because he has a TV show?
Oh, because he's got good-looking hair.
Yeah. There's a guy that made a fortune on government loans.
Yeah.
You see?
And he's in so much debt, it's not even funny. Yeah. But, you know, at least somebody's talking about it.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that, too, is when I was informed of that first by a friend, I was told that he had published something, and he actually used some of the pictures from my Three Stooges article.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to presume that somebody on his team read the research and said, there's got to be some merit to this. But going to Hawaii is a waste of time.
Well, yeah, unless it's, again, another disinformation campaign, mm-hmm. where he comes back and says, look what I found. I found it. He's legitimate. I apologize, sir. That's always a possibility with these people. You know, you just never know. So,
all right. Well, Drew, we're out of time. I thank you for your contribution to the show. Again, I want to encourage the listening audience around the world, go to Dr. Ott's website, atrueott, that's atrueott.com, and read some of the interesting articles he has there. And certainly you want to read The Floating Dollar, a vitally important must read. Well, True, I'll look forward to your next visit on Evident Footprints 1 week from today. And
okay.
You take care.
Thanks, Nell.
We'll be talking soon.
Good night.
Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and our guest, Dr. A. Truott. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network. Over at BBS Radio, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when I will be the guest and the host, and I've got quite a bit to say about a lot of things, so you may want to tune in. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.